Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are going to give an overview of the book of Deuteronomy today. So before God's people step forward into the promised land, God calls them to remember. So Deuteronomy is Moses' kind of final sermon. It's a call to remember who God is and who they are as the people of God. That title, Deuteronomy, it means second law. The book restates God's law as it was given in the book of Exodus, not because God changed the law, but because there's a new generation of people who need to hear it. And so over and over, Moses says, remember what the Lord has done. Deuteronomy emphasizes love and obedience and faithfulness. And so the law is not meant to be cold or mechanical, but rather it flows from the loving heart of the Lord. And it's reminding us that we are to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, and strength. This book looks both backwards and forwards. Backward to God's faithfulness, forward to a coming prophet that would be greater than Moses. And Deuteronomy closes with anticipation. Moses dies, but the promise still remains, and God is still moving his people forward. Here's the stat sheet on the book of Deuteronomy. The main characters are God and Moses and the next generation of Israel. The main themes include covenant renewal, love and obedience, blessing and curse, and faithful remembrance. The type of literature that we're dealing with here is, of course, law. This is the second giving of a law, but it reads like a sermon. And so I would encourage you to listen for repetition. Moses is pressing the truth of God into the hearts of the people. So read this devotionally. This book aims at love, not just compliance. Next, we'll watch that promise begin to take shape as God brings his people into the promised land when we open up the book of Joshua.